Now, the place that I'd like to dwell today for just a few moments is right here with the Transfiguration. Now, I've dealt with that before, but I'd like for us to see it from Dr. Luke's viewpoint here, because Dr. Luke has a way of adding something that others leave out. Verse 27, "But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." Now, it's quite interesting to note that Simon Peter interprets that for us. He said that he saw the kingdom. When did you see it, Simon Peter? Well, he said we were with him on the Holy Mount. And he says that we were eyewitnesses of it. Let me turn and read that just in case you might miss it. It's 2 Peter 1, verse 16. He says, "We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Now, he makes it very clear. Here, Simon Peter says, "We were eyewitnesses, and we saw the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Well, Simon Peter, when did you see that, by the way? Well, he says, when he was with him on the Holy Mount. He says, "And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount." That's the explanation Simon Peter gives, and that's good enough for me because I think the man who was there ought to know more about it than some of these modern scholars who weren't there. Now, will you notice, he goes on to say here, "It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James, and he went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered," was transfigured. Actually, that was that which takes place in a caterpillar. When the caterpillar, you remember, goes into a little cocoon, then comes out a beautiful butterfly. Now, that's the same word that's used for the transfiguration. And to me, the transfiguration does not set forth the deity of Christ, but the humanity of Christ. And here is the goal of humanity. When you see the Lord Jesus transfigured there on the mount, you're seeing exactly what is going to take place in that day when we are translated. The dead shall be raised, and those that are alive shall be changed, and we'll all be translated, brought into the presence of God. And I believe that that is the thing that took place here. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment was white and glistering. And it doesn't mean that a light shone on it, but a light came from his body and shone outward. And I personally believe that Adam and Eve were clothed with this kind of a glory light. And when they sinned, why, that light left them and they knew they were naked. The question is, are you going to wear clothes in heaven? I don't know why that silly question has to be asked. Well, I think you will, but I don't think you'll need them because there'll be this glory light that will be a clothing in that day. And that is exactly what happened to our Lord.